Isn't this great? A hot bowl of soup and Sports Center doesn't get better than this, does it?
Please tell me that's not true.
Look, I'm just saying, it's nice to be at that point in our relationship where we don't have to get dressed up and go out every night.
Well, I think it's great that we're this comfortable with each other, but it doesn't mean we're never going to leave the house again, does it?
Why would we? We're never going to find a sports bar with soup this good. Oh, classic moments in boxing.
Dear God, I'm going to die here.
Hey, Pancake, is your mom ready?
Yes, Vin, she was ready over an hour ago.
What can I tell you? I was unavoidably detained.
What happened? They extend the 2-for-1 lap dance special at the Boob Shack?
Don't kid yourself. That 2-for-1 deal's a racket. They don't mean two broads. They mean two songs.
And you couldn't take a minute to call my mother?
I was stuck in traffic. Plus, I don't like cellular phones. Read somewhere that it numbs your nads. And at my age, boners are like money.
You really have no filter at all, do you?
Ah! Prince Charming's here!
Oh, the Trilla in Manila. You know, I was there.
The Ali Frazier fight, that must have been amazing.
Oh, yeah, Manila's a great town. For $20, you can get a broad, a silk suit, and a steak the size of a fat baby.
Hey, Ben, don't you look handsome tonight?
Ooh, and look at you. If the couch potatoes weren't here, I'd take you on the rug right now. Oh, by the way, have you thought about my offer?
Ben wants to buy me breast implants. Isn't that generous of him?
Oh, yeah. Always thinking of others.
Hey, I'll use them as much as she will.
Night.
Careful walking in those heels. The only thing I want you pulling is me.
Ah, man just repulses me.
Why?
Why? Are you kidding me? He's a horny little piglet with a pinky ring. My mom deserves a decent man who's loving and respectful and who pays attention to
me. Pow! There goes the mouthpiece.
You know, like what I've got.
That's more like it.
So I guess you're officially done courting me, huh?
Look, tomorrow night, I promise, we're out to a nice dinner and a movie afterwards.
Promise to keep your pants buttoned?
Well, it's never enough with you, is it?
What did I tell you? They haven't budged.
Well, we had a wonderful night. We ate Moroccan food.
Oh.
A little spicy for my taste. I hope it cools down before it bids me adieu.
And Vin knows the owner, so we got free lamb kebabs, and a belly dancer came right up to our table.
Swell-looking broad, little long in the tooth, but her rack hasn't completely teardropped yet.
What is it with you? Were you not breastfed as a child?
Hey, Vin, I'm gonna go up and run a hot bath and light a few candles, if you care to join me.
You kidding? Between the Viagra, the belly dancer, and watching you eat with your fingers, I got enough lumber to build a coffee table.
Meet you upstairs.
Go ahead, start the engine. I'll be up in a minute to back it out of the driveway.
What does that even mean?
Hey, Mikey, if you're interested, I got a couple extra bull tickets for tomorrow night's game.
Against Boston? I thought that game was sold out.
My Moroccan pal gave me his season tickets. A little payback for getting him a deal on rat traps. The quiet kind, so they don't freak out the customers.
Oh, man, Bulls Celtics. I'm in.
Mike, I thought you and I had plans for tomorrow night.
We can go to a stupid movie anytime. We're talking about the Bulls and the Celtics.
Third row behind home bench, and I rented a limo.
Oh, my God, third row behind home bench, and he rented a limo.
Just consider it a thank you for keeping the streets safe from all the perverts and scumbags. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go throw her mom one in the bathtub.
Where do you keep your gun? Is it at home or in the car?
Can you believe this? Third row.
You're actually going?
Well, there's two tickets. We can both go.
No, I'm not taking anything from that man. He's just trying to worm his way into my family.
And what a great way to do it. Third row Bulls tickets. Welcome to the family, Vince Maranto.
All right, if you feel comfortable taking what is clearly a bribe, then by all means, have a good time.
I'm a cop. People give me free stuff all the time, and I don't do squat in return. That's what would make it a bribe.
Well, I'm not going, but if you want to go, that's up to you.
You know what? Fine. I won't go.
Really?
Sure, what the hell? It's just a basketball game, and I promised I'd take you to dinner and a movie.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Oh, come on! You're gonna hold me to that?
What do you mean?
Book.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
Yes.
Wow, you're already halfway through it.
I started in the middle. A good book can grab you anywhere.
Mike, I know you're upset with me.
What makes you think that?
Because you're pretending to read?
Hey, I can read. I can't believe because you don't like Vince, I don't get to have any fun.
Look, I just don't trust the guy, and I'm guessing the minute he gets what he wants from my mom, he's out of here.
Oh, and you really think your mom's been holding something back? Boy, that's not what I'm hearing through the walls.
Mike, listen to me. I'm not telling you you can't go to that game.
You're not?
No, that has to be your decision.
So whichever way I go, you'll be okay with that?
That's my decision.
You're killing me. Sammy, let me ask you a question. We come in here all the time, right?
If we covered you in vinyl, we could use you as a booth.
And once in a while, you've been known to give us the occasional free meal.
And dessert, coffee to go, curbside service for when you're too lazy to button your pants and come inside.
And in exchange, have we ever given you any extra protection or surveillance whatsoever?
I've never even heard a thank you.
I rest my case.
I believe once we were even robbed while you were sitting here eating your free oatmeal.
You see, nobody can bribe Mike Biggs. She doesn't like the guy, so I don't get to go to the game. Crazy, right?
Yeah, it's crazy, but your problem is you're trying to approach this thing using logic and common sense, and that ain't the way women work.
So when she told me she didn't care if I went to the game...
She meant, if you do go to that game, don't bother coming home. It's like when you offer me a bite of your dilly bar. I know you don't mean it, and I know you don't want me to have it.
That's true, I don't.
Look, in relationships, it's all about solidarity. You gotta like who she likes and hate who she hates.
Even if it makes absolutely no sense at all?
Especially when it makes no sense. That's when her convictions are the strongest.
I thought relationships were supposed to be about give and take.
They are. She gives you sex and you take whatever crazy BS she throws at you.
I guess the bottom line is I won't be sitting third row at tonight's Bulls game.
Third row? Oh, man, that must hurt like a bitch. But still, you gotta back your lady no matter what.
Can't believe this. I'm passing up two tickets to a Bulls-Celtics game.
Two tickets? Of course, there's another way to look at this thing.
Boy, that was a terrific dinner, honey.
Glad you enjoyed it. Now you won't have to fill up on hot dogs at the game.
Always looking out for your man, huh?
Every waking minute.
Sarcasm. That's never good. Jolly, you should have seen Carl's face when he found out we were going to the Bulls game. It just lit up.
I bet it did.
See, for me, that's the whole joy of going to this thing, you know, seeing how happy it makes Carl.
Huh. Well, I hope you guys have fun tonight.
Molly, please, I can't enjoy myself if I know you're upset.
Well, that's a shame.
You know what? Forget it. I'm going to tell those guys to go on without me.
If that's what you want to do.
It's not what I want to do. I want to go to the game, and I want you to say it's okay so I can get drunk, have a good time, and not worry about coming home to that face right there.
All right, come on.
done.
Stop saying that!
Well, you got a mean streak in you, sister.
Mikey, you sure I can't mix your refreshing alcoholic concoction?
Man makes a wicked lemon drop. He even sugared the rim.
I better not. If Molly smells liquor on my breath, she'll think I had a good time.
Hey, you gotta snap out of it. You're already in a doghouse. You might as well pee on the carpet.
Come on, have a little hooch. Some of the best sex I've ever had involved liquor and anger.
I agree. If she ain't mad at you, you ain't doing it right.
I guess one beer wouldn't hurt.
Attaboy.
Oh, and after the game, I was thinking we could pop into the locker room and say hi to some of the players.
You're kidding. We get to meet the team?
Yeah, one of the trainers used to bang my cousin. So that kind of makes them family.
Did you hear that? We are going to be in the locker room with our Chicago Bulls.
Salute. Check this out. Open sesame.
Whoa, moonroof.
Moonroof?
I'm the king of the world. Hey, Pop, you better run.
See, now, back in the 70s, we'd have to burn a whole nickel bag to get this ripped.
Did you smoke a lot of pot back then, Mom?
You know, when I was pregnant, I couldn't drink. And it really did help with the morning sickness.
Well, a lot has changed since then. It's all scientific now. Weed advancement really took off once the nerds got involved.
Well, hats off to those little four-eyed virgins. Now we can just get them working on wrinkle cream and hair removal.
Absolutely. Today's pubic hair technology really leaves much to be desired.
Oh, yeah. We're losing that race to the Brazilians.
Secondhand pot smoke and a table full of snacks. It's an overeater's dream.
Do you want to watch the basketball game with us?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. Vince said if they point the camera at him, he's going to stand up and cup his junk as kind of a secret hello.
Great. Please tell me he's going to be our new daddy.
Honey, I know you're not crazy about him, but he's really a very sensitive and caring man.
Why, because when he walks out of the bathroom, he announces the air quality?
Listen, I've dated guys who didn't do that. Trust me, it's better to know what you're walking into.
Is that Mike?
No, that's the mascot.
Oh, you're right. Mike doesn't have a tail, does he?
Look, Mom, I just think you can do a lot better than that guy.
Come on, Molly. You never like any of my boyfriends. Remember Jerry, the house painter? You made him cry.
I caught him stealing money from your purse.
That man was a sexual dynamo. He earned every penny. And thanks to you, our garage door is still only half yellow.
Mom, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. It's just that I love you and I don't want to see you get hurt.
Oh, sweetie, I appreciate you worrying about me. But I'm just having a good time with the man. Besides, I'm a big girl and I can take care of myself.
You're right. It's your life. If he makes you happy, that's what's important. From now on, I am officially butting out.
Don't you dare.
Hey, look, Mom, Vince is saying hello.
This was the greatest night of my life. Seriously, I'll probably have to lie to people at some point and say it was my wedding day or the birth of my first child, but the three of us will know the truth.
Double overtime, Bulls win by 2, plus they scored over 100 points, which means we all get
free chalupas!
I mean, it was a magical evening, right?
I don't know how to thank you, Vince. Third row seats, and we got to go into the locker room after the game.
Boy, some of those guys were swinging the sausage, huh? Not that I was looking, but they were at eye level.
Yeah, I thought that woman was going to eat a peanut out of my hand. You know, dip down into the water bucket, wash his back.
Elephant trunk, we got it a peanut.
Well, I'm glad you boys had a good time. Maybe mention to your girlfriend that I'm not such a bad egg.
Oh, she doesn't think you're a bad egg. She just thinks her mom's scraping the bottom of the barrel by dating you.
Well, why? I treat Joyce like a queen.
Hey, this isn't coming from me. It's just that Molly thinks your intentions are less than honorable.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I've loved many women. But Joyce ain't like them other skinks. She's smart. She's funny. But she can match me kink for kink in the boudoir.
Probably won't tell Molly about the kink part. She might not see it as the compliment you intended.
Well, you know her better than I do. So where to now, gents? The night is still young.
She probably head home. Molly was pretty mad when I left.
We can't go home now. We're drunk. We're in a limo. Hey, let's cruise past the nightclub with the windows down and tell everybody we're Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You're kidding.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while chasing the clouds away.
Again for the night. It was very generous.
Hey, I'm sure if I ever got into a real jam, like I was sitting on, say, 30 to 35 unpaid parking tickets, you'd step up with a little quid pro quo.
Yeah, I really don't do that type of thing.
Ever?
Molly, what are you doing up so late?
Waiting for you. Did you have fun tonight?
Are you gonna be mad if I say yes?
No.
It was awesome. Best night of my life. I mean, not as good as the night we met, but right up there.
And just so you know, he was a good boy tonight, and the place was crawling with tail.
Hey, the boys are back.
Alfie, so were you.
Sorry I gave you such a hard time about going out tonight.
Yeah, it wasn't a very attractive side of you.
Just take the apology, pal.
Joyce, I want you to know that my intentions are honorable.
Finn, what are you doing on your knees?
Please tell me he's having a heart attack.
Joyce Meredith Flynn.
Marilyn.
You gonna bust my stones over a middle name?
I thought you guys were just having a good time together.
We were.
But I think it's time that I step up and let everyone know that Vincent Maranto is here to stay. Is this what you had in mind, big guy?
You told him to do this?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't feel good.
What do you say, Joyce? Will you have me?
Mom, take your time and think about it.
Yes, Vince, I will marry you.
You took absolutely no time to think about that.
You made me the happiest man in the world.
You gotta admit, it's kind of romantic. Not seeing it? Night, everybody. You look very pretty this morning. Some might say radiant.
Don't.
You know, Molly, he's actually not a bad guy.
Can we just eat our breakfast and not talk?
There they are. Boy, I know what I'm getting you two for Christmas. Chairs. Hey, Princess, I realize I'm not your real dad, nor would I ever try to replace him.
That's good to know.
But if you ever need anything, advice, tires, pantyhose, whatever, I'm there for you.
I appreciate it.
And you got a real gem here, and you're going to have to start stepping up. Take her out every once in a while. Spend a little coin. Shell out for a nice dinner. Don't take her someplace just because you got a coupon for a free chalupa.
You know what? I think you're right. That guy is kind of annoying.
I don't know. He's actually starting to grow on me.